You know, you look out there at what's going on a daily basis in the headlines, and this is a rotten time to be in the restaurant business. I mean, Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy, and so did Buca di Beppo the other day, and Cracker Barrel is retooling, and $5 meals at McDonald's, and they're giving away sandwiches at Subway. But Brinker is just killing them. Chili's parrot is up 64%. The stock price up 64% year to date. They are obviously doing something very, very right. Kevin Hochman is president and CEO and has been for, what, right at 2 years, I guess. It's good to have you with us.
Yes, yeah, nice. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we just, in June, I finished my two-year mark, so well into year three now.
Well, it's been a remarkable 2 years, because I'm telling you, if I look out at the environment out there, there's some exceptions, I guess. Maybe, you know, Cava, I think, is a big, hot sort of restaurant stock. But you guys are just killing them. What are you doing right?
Well, you know, it's the fundamentals. We know that we've been working on this for a couple years now as part of our bigger turnaround, which is the fundamentals of casual dining. So, like, why do people go out to a casual diner? It's they want to have an hour where they're served in a friendly atmosphere, great food, some signature items that they're craving, and in a nice, fun atmosphere. And that sounds simple, but it's not that simple to do. In fact, most are unable to execute that consistently day in, day out. And, you know, we've been on that journey of just focusing on the fundamentals. We've eliminated almost a quarter of our menu, so we can focus on the things that we're most known for. We call it the core four: fajitas, crispers, margaritas, and burgers. And we've been very focused on making sure those are the best possible recipes and the best possible execution day in and day out. We've got some leadership value that we've been running for the last couple of years called Three for Me. That starts at $10.99. And that's, you know, the best seller is a almost half pound burger, fries, unlimited chips and salsa, unlimited drink. And that's pretty unbeatable when you look at that versus, you know, a fast food meal that a lot of people know.
But you guys have done that for a while too. You've had the $20 deals or 2 for $25 or now the three for me for a while. I mean, now everybody seems to be rushing into that space and realizing that's what they should have been doing. I guess they're trying to catch up with Chili's.
Well, you know, I think it's difficult when you see that the consumer is looking for great value to then jump into the space and expect that you're going to get immediate awareness on it. You know, we've been advertising these deals for about 18 months now. And so we're kind of known for it, right? So if you come in later in the game and say, oh, well, I've got a great deal too, you know, you don't just immediately get 100% awareness for that. I mean, there's still the vast majority of customers have never even heard of our Three for Me deal, and yet it's been very transformational in our business. So, you know, we've had this head start. We've been doing this for a while. The experience is a whole lot better. And, you know, customers are giving us that credit. You know, if customers are going to be pulling back on their trips, they're going to choose the places that they know they're going to get a great experience and great value. And Chili's, fortunately, now is one of those few restaurants, and that's why we're killing it right now.
And then you've got the other end, too. I mean, you've with Maggiano's, you've got 1,600 restaurants, I guess, overall. Most of those are Chili's that are spread around, 25, 30 different countries. But what about Maggiano's on the higher end? Any challenges there?
Well, it's a little bit of a different business. I think a lot of the same challenges as Chili's, and we're just getting started. We have a new president, Dominic Bertoloni, came from MGM Casinos and Resorts, where he ran their food and beverage program. And this guy knows how to elevate brands, and he also knows how to run big restaurants. So, you know, the average Maggiano's almost does $10 million in annual sales. It's almost three times more than a Chili's. So these are big units that do big sales. And, you know, the vision he set on is he wants to bring the magic back at Maggiano's and make it that special, amazing restaurant that a lot of people know and love about it, why they have weddings there or they have bar mitzvahs or whatever, you know, big occasions. And he wants to bring that and make it even more modern, more exciting, and then continue to deliver this amazing food and amazing experience. And so he's definitely has a vision for where we're going to go on Maggiano's. And I think you're going to see a lot of the same results on Maggiano's as we've been seeing on Chili's last couple
years. Is that going to be a growth vehicle too? Are you going to grow the number
absolutely,
of Maggiano's?
Absolutely. That's the plan is, you know, when you have a restaurant that does so much volume in sales and they are pretty profitable and the food's incredible. I mean, that's, you know, Italian American's pretty universal in this country that people, if you make it well, people love it, right? So it's really about how do we just elevate the experience a little bit and then start building a whole lot more of these. And I think that could be a big growth driver for the company for years to come.
But you're, like I say, I at the risk of beating a dead drum, you are beating a dead horse. You do so well at it, and the others don't. I mean, labor costs are up. Commodity prices just keep going up. And this consumer just sort of woke up and said, gee, you know, it's a lot cheaper for me to eat at home than it is to go out. But you do well. How do you take on all those challenges, labor and commodities?
People still want an affordable luxury, right? So this is not a trip to Europe, right? This is a trip to Chili's. So it's still very affordable within the realm of things that they can spend their money on, right?
But while on the labor side of the commodity side, you know, that's something you've got to deal with.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, we've been at this for a while now where we talk about removing almost a quarter of the menu. That's a lot less things for the team members to actually do, right? That can make them a whole lot more productive and efficient for the menu items that are left. We've also added labor to the restaurant. So I think we were running too lean. We added labor both to the heart, we call the heart of house, which is the kitchen, so we can get food out more consistently, better, hotter, faster. And then we've also added labor to the front of house, so making sure restaurants are bussed quicker and the restaurants are cleaner and the service is more attentive. And we've seen those scores all go up. So we have record scores on server attentiveness, intent to return, food grade scores. And that's why I think we're really killing it in the industry, is that the actual experience is so much better. And then the marketers have done a good job putting us back in the relevant zeitgeist. And I think we've seen the business really explode.
What? So do you consider yourselves an international brand? I mean, you're in 25 or 30 different countries.
We are, but the vast majority of our business is here domestically in the U.S. Chili's is a uniquely American brand, and it was born. A lot of people don't know why it was even called Chili's, and as our founder Larry Levine, who lives here in Dallas still, you know, he invented the brand and he needed to come up with a name for the brand, and he had no money for marketing, and everybody claimed they had the best chili in town, like the chili that you eat out of a bowl, and so he named his restaurant Chili's and he put chili on everything. And that's the name of the brand. Now, you know, chili is a very small part of our business now. We sell a lot of burgers and chicken tenders and fajitas and margaritas, but that is the origins of Chili's. And I will tell you, like right now, people are really excited about eating American comfort food. So, you know, we are in the items that Americans think a lot, they eat a lot about it, and they choose their restaurant and where they're going to go based on those items. And that's why we're winning.
And you've really brought back sort of the Larry Levine hamburger too.
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't know that Chili's is actually one of the top things that we sell is a burger. Now, we sell a burger literally every second of every day. On average, we sell a burger. So we sell that many burgers, right? and they've grown pretty consistently in the last couple of years. Our burgers are juicy. They're very, very high quality meat. We put them on our brioche butter. We have all different kinds of dressings that you can get. And you can get a price point all the way from $10.99. For our old timer with cheese, the best selling burger, and that comes with that chips and a drink, and it goes all the way up to a double, almost full pound burger, you know, fully dressed with bacon and cheese and all the toppings, and people love our burgers. It's a secret of Chili's for some reason, but it's one of our best sellers, so it's really not that much of a secret.
So I know you were up in New York talking to the analysts a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, I guess, when your numbers came out. What did you tell them? What's the outlook for the remainder of the year, same store sales, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, you know, 2 years ago we set out on our vision of kind of what I told you earlier in our discussion about, we're just going to get back to the fundamentals of casual dining. We're going to get Chili's back into relevance with advertising and social media. And we're just going to execute that very consistently. And so I gave them a kind of an update 2 years later. Where are we on that? And if you look at all the things that we talked about in terms of improving the experience, improving the atmosphere in the restaurants, putting advertising back into the business to get relevance, all that has happened. And we shared a lot of the metrics that are part of that. And that's one of the reasons why we're beating the industry by double digits right now, is we've done those fundamentals that we set out 2 years ago. And so really it was just an update about where we were in our journey. We still got tons more upside in front of us, which is exciting. And I think it's exciting for the analysts and for our shareholders, because there's a lot more growth. There's way more growth ahead of us than there is behind us. So even though we've grown so much, we've had our most growth in Chili's history in the last 20 years. In the last 2 years, right? So we have had incredible growth, but we firmly believe there's way more growth ahead of us than there is behind us, and that Chili's best days are still ahead of us.
Well,
so,
and it's interesting.
That's what we shared.
And they're paying attention. I saw a headline the other day that Zach said, what did they say? Why Brinker International is a top growth stock for long term. 7 analysts revised their earnings estimates upward in the last 60 days. So You must have resonated the message, right?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people talk about what's the next growth stock. Like, you know, Cava's great. Like, what's the next big growth stock in restaurants? I would tell you it's Chili's, right? I think there's a whole generation that really is being introduced to the brand again or for the first time. They're going and having an amazing experience. And then they're talking about it with friends. You know, I had a cousin this morning. She sent me like a mommy blogger note that she gets. I don't know if she gets it daily or what. But this person has millions of followers. And she's like, oh, we're doing mom's night out. And we decided instead of going to a fancy meal, we went to Chili's. We were able to just go as we were. We didn't have to get dressed up. We had the most amazing time. The food was great. The drinks were awesome. And guess what? We're going to do it again because it was so much more approachable than going to something that's fine dining. It costs more and you got to get all dolled up. So, you know, I think we're back and I think we're just going to continue to grow. And I think we could be the next growth stock that everybody thinks is a new concept when really it's a concept that's almost 50 years old.
I think you may be there. You emerged from a long period of dormancy. The last thing I mentioned all the changes in your industry. I noticed Outback Steakhouse just hired a former Delta executive to become the CEO of Outback and to turn it around. So if you play your cards right, someday you could be running United Airlines, I think.
well, you know, with the price of airline travel, I wouldn't mind that. So
Kevin Hochman is president, CEO, Brinker International. Good to chat with you. Thanks a lot for the time.
Hey, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.